In the span of 15 hours, Washington Governor Jay Inslee ended his campaign for president and launched a re-election campaign for governor. Now, Inslee seeks to make history as the first three-term Democratic governor in state history. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
In New York, on Wednesday night on MSNBC, Inslee announced his exit from presidential politics.
But it's become clear that I'm not going to be carrying the ball. I'm not going to be the president, so I'm withdrawing tonight from the race.
On Thursday morning, Inslee was back in Seattle to attend a news conference at Planned Parenthood and to talk with reporters about his plans to seek a third term as governor.
So I'm looking forward to serving as governor if people give me this option. And by the way, listen, this is something I've got to earn this. This is not something that I believe is given as a matter of royal right. I got to earn this honor.
While Democrats have held the governor's office for nearly four decades, there hasn't been a three-term Democratic governor. Albert Rossellini tried, but fell short in the 1960s. He was defeated by Republican Dan Evans, who did go on to serve three consecutive terms, the only Washington governor to do so. One other Republican, Arthur Langley, served three terms, but not consecutively. With Inslee seeking re-election, other Democrats eyeing his job quickly said they wouldn't challenge him, among them Attorney General Bob Ferguson.
You know, I've always said if the governor chooses to run for a third term, I'm happy to support him.
Instead, Ferguson says he'll run for a third term as Attorney General. In a statement, the Republican Governors Association dubbed Inslee's run for governor a consolation prize. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.